a workhorse on both sides of the ball. Hingham, Massachusetts native George Metzger was recruited by Acadia football coach Bill Bushing in the summer of 1966. Coming to Wolf Hill with only 1 year of high school football experience, and that playing the American game, Metzger soon found a home with the Axemen. In his first season, George played tight end on offense and end and outside linebacker on defense. He adapted to the rule changes quickly and became a standout on both sides of the ball. The 1966 Axemen featured players like Jim Durrell, Bruce Galloway, Brock Founds, Dave Hirsch, and Huey Bruce, and together helped the Acadia football program develop into conference contenders. The two powerhouse schools of that era were St. Mary's and St. Evex. George was an integral part of the first Acadia teams to defeat both schools, St. Mary's in 1967 and St. Evex in 1970. During his 4 years at Acadia, George Metzger won all-conference honors as a defensive end in 68 and as a running back in 1970, the year he also tied for the league scoring title. After his Acadia days were behind him, George had short stints with two semi-pro teams, the Joliet Chargers and the Ottawa Sooners. Returning to the Annapolis Valley, George spent the next 31 years at Michelin. He and his wife, Acadia Hall of Famer Janice Hebb, raised two children, Lisa and Michael. In an era where players were asked to play both sides of the ball, George Metzger will long be remembered as one of the Axemen's finest.
Thanks for listening to another Acadia Sports Heritage Moment with Stan Cameron.